Hi everyone, I'm your host, Sam Evans, and welcome to Lifestyle Redesign, the podcast. Think of me as your big sister, here to give you advice on the realities and shared experiences of our 20s, or what I like to call our discovery years. Whether you're looking for insights into personal growth, relationships, career paths, or simply just a new perspective on how we're all figuring this crazy life out, I've got you covered. From solo episodes about navigating the highs and lows of our 20s, to captivating interviews about travel, entrepreneurship, and everything in between, I'm here to inspire you to embrace the unknown, step out of your comfort zone, and redefine your life one episode at a time. Hello, guys. I am so excited for today's episode because it is my birthday and I will be sharing with you the 24 things I've learned before turning 24. So if I were to tell you guys everything that has changed and shifted in my life in the past year, this episode would be 2 to 3 hours long at least. And then there would need to be a part two to it because my life has basically done a 180 in the past year. And I really wanted to share a lot of these things with you guys, but I didn't know how to put it into one episode. So I figured giving you guys these 24 little tidbits, quotes, pieces of advice that you guys can kind of remember and take with you throughout your 20s would be the best way to go about it. So let's jump right into it before this episode becomes a couple hours long. So number 24, this is by the most amazing inspirational speaker that most of you guys have heard of. Her name is Mel Robbins, and she has essentially come up with this theory called the Let Them Theory that she talks a lot about on her podcast. And I've heard a ton of people talk about it on their podcast as well. And I've really applied this to my life in the past year because it was a really hard thing for me to do until I learned about this and started applying it to things in my life. So essentially what the Let Them Theory is, instead of getting upset slash trying to control what other people are doing, their behaviors, what they say, and their responses, just let them do what they're going to do and don't take it personally. Now that last part is the part that I struggled with the most because everything that everybody else does in my life, especially people close to me, it really does affect me personally. I went through a lot of friendship breakups in the past year and a lot of people that I just outgrew. We outgrew each other. There was no hard feelings involved, but I really did take a lot of it personally because I felt like it was my fault. Something had happened that I had done and I needed to change it. Why aren't they responding? Why did they say this to me? How come they're not supporting me in this way or in that way? And I think that at the end of the day, basically what this theory is literally those first two words, let them. So you really need to think about that when not everything is going the way that you thought it would. I'm the type of person that wants to control every situation and every person that's around me. And if it doesn't go the way that I had planned in my head, then all of a sudden it's messy and it sucks and I'm trying to figure out how to fix it. But letting people do what they're going to do no matter what is the best. Like, you will feel so much weight lifted off of your shoulders when you start to do this and you really start to think about it on a daily basis of the people that you surround yourself with. Like, people don't want to support what you're doing. If people don't respond to you or respond to certain things that you say or certain things that you're doing in the way that you want them to, let them, because people will come into your life that naturally do those things without you having to control them or without you having to force any situation. Number 23, people are not thinking about you as much as you think they are. Now, with social media and everything that's going on today, where everybody wants to post about everything that they're doing and only the good things, because you'll never post anything bad on social media, I feel like I had a really hard time posting things because I thought that everybody was waiting for me to post. Like, everybody was, the second that I posted, people would be talking about it and people would be judging and people would be supporting and people would think the way that they wanted to think. And I feel like at the end of the day, I came to the realization that no one's doing that and that's all in our heads. So we all think this way. We all think that everybody around us is thinking about us. Even in real life, like when you're at the gym, you think everybody is looking at you, but you're looking at yourself. And that's exactly what they're doing. All they care about is themselves and they think everybody is looking at them. So really keeping that one in mind will help you a lot, especially when it comes to self-confidence and social media in general, and just like caring a little bit less, because more likely than not as many people are thinking about you as you think they are. Number 22, push yourself out of your comfort zone often. Now, this one is way easier said than done, and it took me years to start doing things that challenged me more often than not. But when I tell you the growth that I've seen, not only in my mental health, but my physical health, my emotional health, my relationships, my family, my career, all of this, I can give credit to pushing myself out of my comfort zone. And I don't just mean traveling the world. I did something crazy and I moved across the country when I was 20 years old. And that's really what started my travel journey and taking on different challenges and saying yes to every opportunity. That was my thing. That's what I thought that I had to do in order to make a change in my life. That's not something that you have to do if that's not what you're comfortable with. But what I will say is taking yourself out to dinner weekly or monthly, going to new book clubs or cooking classes or gym classes, and talking to at least one new person every week, giving somebody a compliment on the street when you like their outfit instead of just walking past them. Like little things like that. And everybody's is going to be different. The things that push me out of my comfort zone might be super easy for you. And the things that are super easy for me to do might be super challenging for you and make you feel uncomfortable. But that's what you have to start doing in order to grow and in order to feel more confident in your life overall. Number 21, you will regret the things that you didn't do more than the things that you did and failed. Now, I will let that one sink in and I will let you guys reflect on that because that one speaks for itself. Number 20, it takes much less energy to do the thing than to stress about how you're going to figure it out. Now, this one is for all my potential business owners and entrepreneurs that are listening. And honestly, if you want to solo travel, if you want to do anything, if you want to go to this networking event that's coming up, if you want to push yourself out of your comfort zone in any way, when you're stressing about how you're going to figure out what you're going to wear and who you're going to meet and trying to plan out this entire night or this entire trip or this entire company in one sitting, it takes way more energy than just doing it. So that's why people say, go on the solo trip, start the business, go to that networking event. And we're not just saying it because we want you to do something scared. Of course, that's part of it. But when you do just take that first step towards doing what you've wanted to do, you'll realize that it's a lot less scary and a lot less stressful than you think it is. Number 19. It's useless to compete with anyone besides the old version of yourself. That one also speaks for itself. And I'll repeat that one more time because I feel like a lot of you guys need to hear this. It's useless to compete with anyone else besides the old version of yourself. Number 18, you really can start over whenever you want. It's all about the mindset you have because you're not actually starting over. You're starting from the experiences you've had leading up to that point. Now, this one was also very hard for me to come to the realization of as I was kind of pivoting my business and as I was figuring out really what I wanted to do. And I'm still going through that process of figuring things out. And I remember sitting down with my family one day and being like, I don't want to start over. I feel like I failed. I feel like things just haven't worked out. I feel like I'm supposed to know what I'm doing. I feel like I'm supposed to have at least a couple years of experience in. And I know that if I talk to anybody that's over 30, they're feeling the exact same way and would tell me that I'm super young and it's okay to start over. But I think that we all go through these periods of we're too old to start over. Or we feel like we should have it all figured out already. And something that I learned is that when you think you're starting over, you actually have so many lessons and experiences under your belt that you can apply to whatever you're doing next, that you will move and grow a lot faster in that next season of your life. So keep that in mind when you think you're starting over, because you never really are. Number 17, 9 out of 10 times, the best things in life are on the other side of fear. If you're scared to do something, it's probably what you need to do the most. Now, trust me, life gets scary. Things that you need to do in order to get to that next level that you've been wanting to get to, in order to grow, in order to change, in order to build your confidence, it is scary. And I've talked about this in the last episode, and I'll be talking about this in a lot of the episodes moving forward, is that being in your 20s is terrifying because we've never done this before. Being in your 30s, I can't speak for anybody in their 30s, but I assume it's still scary, but at least they have all of their 20s to have those experiences to look back on. Whereas for us, especially in our early 20s, like I was saying, post-grad, it's terrifying not having a guide. It's terrifying not having anybody to tell us what to do next or what's right or what's wrong, because anything is right and everything is right. There is no wrong decisions. It's just scary to have to pick one of those things. But the thing that you're scared of most to do, you will thank yourself so much after you do that because of how amazing things turned out, or because of the amount of lessons that you learned by saying yes and by doing that thing. And I can speak to that, especially when it comes to starting this business, starting this podcast, and traveling. Those three things were things that I never thought that I would do because of confidence issues, because of the people that I was surrounding myself with. I wasn't really receiving any sort of support on things that I kind of had been thinking about doing a lot, but I was so scared to do it. And not having that support system definitely makes it harder. But I think if you're constantly thinking about something, even if you're scared to do it, and it will turn out a lot better than you think. Number 16, when you think it's too late, one day you'll wish you started today. So that kind of goes along with the starting over lesson that I had learned, because again, being 24, if I spoke to anybody that's older than me, they'd be like, what do you mean it's too late? You just started your life and you can do things over and over again. You hear Gary Vee all the time talking about how if you're 35 and under, you can start over a million times and still be okay. And so I think that one really just resonated me in the sense of I'm still super young and trying to make sure that I am present in every situation that I'm in. And reminding myself that I am only 24 and that I am at the beginning stages of all of these things, and reminding myself that it's never too late to do anything different. It's never too late to try something new, because there will come a day where I wish I started today. Number 15, the only constant in life is change. So embrace it and fall in love with change. Now, this one is also another hard one to do because change is scary. Change is inevitable. Change is always happening, and it might not happen in the way that we want. But again, think about all of these other lessons that I had said before this, whether it's the let them theory or that it's never too late or you can always start over. All of these things is when your life is changing. You just need to let that change happen and embrace it and fall in love with it, because you're going to be grateful for that change later on down the line. Number 14, always remind yourself to be present. You will never be this age, at this place, at this time, ever again. So I will never be 24 sitting in my bedroom recording this podcast episode on my 24th birthday ever again. And like I had just said, reminding yourself to be present in everything that you do will allow you to be more grateful for situations. It will allow you to see things more clearly and truly appreciate where you are in life, because you're never going to get these moments back. Number 13, the squeaky wheel always gets the oil. So I learned this phrase from another podcast, and essentially what it means is you need to learn to speak up and you need to be your biggest advocate. Because like when I tell you guys, the only thing that has gotten me opportunities and invitations and relationships and bigger and better things to come into my life has been by speaking up and proving myself to everybody that I've come into contact with. At every single networking event, I am always talking about the things that I've done and how I'm so excited to grow and learn and make changes, whether it's in my business or in my personal life or in my travel life or being a content creator or in the entrepreneur space, it's like nobody else is going to root for you and advocate for you as much as you will. So always remember that the squeaky wheel always gets the oil. Number 12, your 20s are all about trying absolutely everything. I talked about this in the last episode, so I won't get too deep into it, but really reminding yourself that even when you turn 30, there are still so many things that you're going to want to do and try. And being in your 20s is the time to do it. Now is the time to try anything and everything you've ever wanted to do, because no matter what the results are, no matter what the consequences are or the amazing things that will come out of it, you still have so much more time to make mistakes and learn from it and grow from it and continue it or do something different. Number 11, you don't have to post everything on social media, and honestly, you shouldn't. Now, this one, again, speaks for itself, but what I will say is that the pressure of becoming an influencer or becoming, you know, going viral or making sure you're posting daily or showing off your relationship or making sure people know that you have friends or making sure that people know that you're successful in whatever you're doing. Like I had said before, most people aren't thinking about you as much as you think they are. So keep that in mind when you're trying to show off your boyfriend or when you're trying to post about this or post about that. It's amazing to show your successes. And of course, I'm a huge advocate for doing so. But every little part of your life does not need to be put on display. Number 10, everything is an experience or lesson. Nothing is a mistake. I'll let that one sink in. Number 9, nothing impacts your life more than the people you choose to spend your time with. So choose wisely. There's this statistic, and I know I'm going to mess up the numbers, but I think it's like you are 80% or something like that. You're like 80% of the people that you spend the most time with. So your circle of friends really dictates and changes who you are, whether you notice it or not. And I think the best thing that I ever did for myself was cutting off the toxic people and surrounding myself with people who are supportive, who understand me, who understand my journey, whether they're on the same journey with me or not, it doesn't really matter. It's more so about that effort, about that support, about being a good friend that matters the most when it comes to who you are as a person. So when you do move to a new city, when you are growing, when you are changing, when you're meeting new friends and going to new things and trying out different places, make sure you keep in the back of your head that the people that you're making friends with, the people that you're surrounding yourself with, says a lot more about you than you might think. Number 8, let friends flow in and out of your life. This lesson, if I'm being honest, was one of the hardest lessons to learn. If anybody has ever been through a friendship breakup, they can attest to the fact that it's almost as bad, if not worse, than a relationship breakup. Because when you go through a relationship breakup, depending on how it ended, you essentially kind of had like your life planned with this person and you were really thinking about the future with this person. And of course, you had all of these memories and things like that. But when you go through a friendship breakup, your friends are the ones that are supposed to be there for you no matter what. They're the ones that are supposed to support you. They're the ones that are supposed to grow with you. And you have memories for years with them. You're talking about being each other's bridesmaids and being there when you have kids and all of this stuff. And unfortunately, friends come and go, especially in our 20s, because of how much we're changing and because of how much we're growing, then not everybody is going to align with the lifestyle that we're creating for ourselves. So give yourself some peace and let your friends flow in and out of your life, because going into number 7, people are in your life for seasons and reasons. So don't think of friendship breakups as the end of the world. This is also a reminder to myself. Don't think of friendship breakups as the end of the world. Think of it as they were in your life for a season. They were in your life for a reason. You had amazing experiences. You had so many fun and exciting experiences. You guys have grown and changed together. And now there's so many more people out there that are going to come into your life and affect your life in an even bigger and better way than the people before. Number six, don't beg for someone to love you how you want to be loved. So this lesson is a hard one to apply because, especially for us girls, if we like somebody, of course we want them to love us the way that we want. Of course, we want to change them to the person that we want them to be. And right when we meet them, we want them to be this perfect person. But if you're begging someone to love you how you want to be loved, as opposed to letting them love you how they love you, it is not worth your time. Number five, you will love again, even if it doesn't feel like this. So for everybody that's going through a breakup, it is so hard to get out of that mindset that all guys suck and I'm never going to find anyone again and I can't trust anybody and my life is over. I know we're all dramatic in that way, but I had gone through a really bad breakup in 2020, 2021, and I swore to myself that I was done with guys, that I was never going to talk to a guy again. I wasn't going to be friends with any guys. I wasn't going to have sex with any guys. I wasn't going to do anything with anybody. It was just going to be myself. I was just going to go on my solo trips and enjoy my life and not have anybody to worry or stress about or anything like that because my heart was broken so badly. And when I tell you, when you stop looking for it, you'll find it. And I think it was maybe like probably a year after the breakup was when I met my current boyfriend, and things have been amazing ever since. So when you think to yourself that love doesn't exist and you're really heartbroken about a stupid guy that did something to you that made you feel like all guys are like that, I can promise you that you will fall in love again. Number four, one person's success does not and should not take away from your own. If anything, it should show you that it's possible. Make sure when you guys are looking at other people who are succeeding, make sure you're looking at them as motivation and as where you're going to be, not as competition, not as comparison, but as inspiration. Number three, no is a complete sentence. And you guys can interpret that and take that however you want. Number two, of course, I had to add this one in here. Travel. Travel often and travel alone. Not to be dramatic and not to be cliche, but traveling, especially solo traveling, changed the entire trajectory of my life. In 2020, like I had said, I had moved across the country. I did a work exchange. I can do a whole episode on my experience with that. I went completely by myself. I lived in Colorado for 3 to 4 months, and I met the most amazing people in the entire world. I had no idea that people had the same mindset that I had. I was stuck in this environment, stuck in this friend group where nobody thought like I did. So I thought I was crazy. And I was like, oh, let me just go to this ski resort and work there for a couple months. Maybe I'll make friends. Maybe I won't, but I just need to like do something different. And every single person there was saying things and talking to each other like exactly how I could have wanted people to be talking. Everyone was talking about how they're still figuring things out. They don't have this life plan of going to medical school or of becoming a doctor or, you know, doing this or doing that. Like they didn't really have a plan and they were just doing this just because they needed a change. And that's exactly why I was there. Moving forward or fast forward, I started solo traveling more. I started meeting amazing people. I started making connections that I never thought existed. And that gave me the opportunity to start my travel brand. That gave me this idea of the podcast and the company and the launching events and doing cool things for people in their 20s. So traveling isn't just about the destination and the place that you're going. It's about the process. It's about when you're there. It's about the experiences and the connections and the hardships and the obstacles and the amazing things that are going to happen. So make sure that you're traveling often and you take the time to travel alone. It can be scary, but it is worth it. If you take any lesson from this episode, it should be number two. But number one, which is my favorite lesson that I've learned, is being happy is the only real revenge. Now, for most of us, this is going to take a really long time to implement into our lives because I should speak for myself, I have this tendency of thinking that, well, if I just look successful online, then that will get to them. If, like, we all kind of have this like petty mindset of wanting to be better than people or be doing something different than everybody else and think that's what's going to rub it in. But when I tell you, both in real life and on social media, simply being happy is the best and only revenge, because when you're happy, nothing else is going to bother you. You're not taking your energy. You're not using your energy on trying to prove yourself to anybody else. You are simply in the state of happiness. And that is the best thing that you can do for yourself. And if you want to spite everybody else, if you have people that you want to prove something to, being happy is the best way to do it. So I know that was a lot. And if you guys didn't, I would definitely re-listen to this episode and take notes. Let me know your favorite lessons that you learned and the things that you think that you're going to apply to your life, whether it's all of them, whether it's only one or two. Make sure to leave a review and subscribe to the podcast so you guys can hear more about these experiences. I'm going to get more in depth with a couple of these different lessons because I have a lot of stories to tell on how I learned these lessons that would make this episode way too long. So stay tuned for that. We have a Facebook community called For the 20-somethings. And essentially what goes on in that community is everybody from around the world is sharing their experiences and asking for advice. And we're planning meetups. We're doing events in Chicago for now, but we'll be expanding. We have a lot of job opportunities that we'll be posting in there. So make sure to join that. That is in the link in the show notes. And follow us on Instagram at lifestyleredesigned_. That's where we will be posting all of the updates and all of the exciting things to come for Lifestyle Redesigned. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and I will talk to you next week. Bye.